Some employers are saying workers must get the COVID-19 vaccine, with federal data showing that most Americans have gotten at least one shot and that vaccines are now available to all adults. Companies are becoming more comfortable imposing vaccination requirements. A new survey from Arizona State University shows that two-thirds of employers say they'll offer workers incentives to get the shots. And if that doesn't work, 44% say they'll require vaccinations. What do you think? Call 800-642-1234. Would you get vaccinated if your company said you had to? What would it take for your employer to offer to get you to comply? Maybe you own a business. Are you considering requiring workers to get the shots? Give us a call at 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Kurt Johnson is the vice president of the HS Group, which is a human resource management firm based in Green Bay and Appleton. You can also find them in Madison and Milwaukee, where they're called Career Momentum. Kurt, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Keely. Good to be here. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for talking with us about this. That Arizona State survey, it's a national snapshot. What are you hearing from companies in Wisconsin?
Yes, it's actually quite different. And I think the context really is, if you look at what the goal of most of the organizations in our communities, it's really to provide a safe workplace. And it's, you know, not only the right thing to do, the company's values and beliefs are certainly very much into the employees' well-being and safety. But it's also an important part of their employment brand, having a safe work environment. And right now, I hear this daily, Keely, that talent is such a challenge to find. And so really the all those pieces are in play, provide some context. And if you look at the pandemic in the phases, so we're talking probably March of last year, where we saw the visitor policy starting to change with the concern on who could be carrying the virus with them when they visited our sites. And then that moved into temperature checks and then ultimately really cases developing within our workplaces. And then contact tracing started to be more common. And I'll just make a comment on that. I've told people over the last year that probably one of the most safe places and healthy places to be is at work, because I hear from my human resource friends that as they do their contact tracing, just about absolutely all of the contact tracing found that the virus was contracted outside the workplace versus, you know, within the workplace. And then going back to the phases, you went through remote working situations, masking. And now we're at vaccines and returning to office type of situations. So it's the context and the phases, I think, are important to think about. And then as we look at the vaccines, what I've heard from my contacts in the state is really that the majority are not mandating. And I think I've only heard of one case so far and it wasn't firsthand, it was secondhand. The firsthand comments that I've heard is, no, we're not mandating, but we are looking to educate and make sure the availability is there for the vaccine. So it's certainly different from what you just shared with me from a national perspective. It's not being mandated here locally.
And yet it is something that companies have to think about if, as you said, organizations are trying to create safe work environments, because vaccination is a key component to creating a barrier between people and this coronavirus.
Absolutely. And I think the organizations would certainly like to see the number of employees vaccinated at a high level. So they're gonna utilize education and availability to a great degree. They're also, you know, and there's some techniques that are being used. And I think what I'm hearing, there are more incentives being offered than initially. And by incentives, they are things such as a little bit extra PTO, some extra potential time off, not only to take the vaccine, but also to just, again, reward people for those self habits, so safety habits that getting the vaccine are going to going to follow up with. But there is still, I ask the question all the time. So, you know, how are you tracking that? And most organizations are, again, making it voluntary, but they are asking for some kind of proof. So it's either the vaccine card or information that was given to you at a vaccine site that shows that, you know, you were at such a facility getting the vaccine. So there are incentives starting to percolate. It's a new development, but we're seeing that start to happen, to your point, Keely.
Kurt Johnson is the vice president of the HS Group. That's a human resource management firm based in Green Bay. You're listening to Central Time, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have? How is your decision being received by your employees if you have told them it's important for them, if they're working on site, to be vaccinated for COVID-19? Or maybe you're trying to figure out whether you can do that. What's your workplace's policy toward COVID vaccinations? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. Or again, you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. If employers, Kurt, understand that they wish they could, but they don't feel like they could take the step to mandate vaccinations, how much is it on the employer then to help people understand how a vaccine could benefit them and then how it could benefit their colleagues?
Absolutely. And I think that's what I've heard as a pretty consistent theme, Keely, is that they're really spending time educating and again, making the availability. When you think about the supply chain of the vaccine, initially, it was difficult to get. You know, we started in a smaller quantity, smaller sample size, but now it's fairly easy to get an appointment. And in some cases, you don't even need an appointment. I've heard employers starting to have more on-site clinics, which is fantastic. Again, ease of doing this is an important aspect here. I think that when I've asked the employers, you know, what kind of percentage are you looking at? And, you know, we've all probably read, just this morning, I read another article on what is herd immunity and, you know, what's the percentage that you're looking at? And I learn a lot from those articles. And I think my takeaway is, you know, we're never going to get to 100%. Is 80 or 90 good? Is that going to help? And what I'm seeing, at least in the literature, is the combination of heavy vaccinations and the fact that people have built immune immunization from the fact that they've actually had the virus, and so they've built that up. So the larger percentage of that combination is going to serve us well, and that's what the employers are looking at, because their employees, again, going back to all those different stages from the pandemic, that the employees have been faced with some, you know, pretty significant changes in how they work. So, you know, from the distance that they're next to one another in a manufacturing situation, with how much masking time do they have to wear a mask in the workplace. So the social distancing, the masking, you know, has been a real difference for them in the workplace. And so the employers are weighing that to say, okay, where do we get from a percentage basis on trying to change some of those work habits that we've had to implement because of the pandemic?
This reminds me a little bit kind of the flip side to this. Stick with me here. When we were talking earlier in the pandemic, we talked to people about unemployment, and they would say, you know, there's not really anything you can do if you feel like your work isn't safe and your employer wants you to come back in. You're kind of at a loss. This is employers kind of considering it the other way and saying, we're trying to increase the safety here. And it's, these moves to encourage or mandate the vaccine actually put other kinds of workers on the defense, the people who don't want the vaccine. Have employers changed their mindset a little bit in this pandemic, or are we maybe just looking at different industries?
That's a great point. I think the different sectors that you're going to be looking at, it is a big difference. And we're a heavy manufacturing state, Keely. So, and what I've been impressed with over the, you know, 12, 14 months is how many of our organizations are really essential and have pivoted. If they weren't essential, they pivoted to be essential for the pandemic cause. And so you know, those organizations, the continuum is quite a difference. So there are folks that actually have to be on site to produce a product. And then there are those service companies that professional services, for example, that, you know, still are essential, but their workers don't need to be at a facility, so they can be remote. So you've got a lot of factors involved, Keely, that are at play here. And again, as I mentioned earlier, daily I hear, you know, the war for talent's back. There are really shortages of workers. And for example, I heard a story this morning in the restaurant industry. There are certain restaurants that are closing certain times of the day because they just don't have enough staff to really be fully staffed for the food delivery process. And so you've got a lot of variables, but that talent equation is an important one. So I think, you know, everybody's the organization is really trying to target, yes, we want a safe workplace, and we want an employment situation that allows people to feel comfortable coming in and working, because the talent shortage is real.
We're looking at how companies are deciding whether to require workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Kurt Johnson is our guest. He's the vice president of the human resource management firm, the HS Group. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What has your employer said about vaccinations? Are they mandatory where you are? Would you get the shots if your company said you had to? What questions do you have? Give us a call at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You're listening to Central Time. You're listening to the Ideas Network. This is Central Time. I'm Keely Boltina. We're talking about vaccination requirements in the workplace. A new survey from Arizona State University showed that more than half of the people who responded, the employers that responded, are considering requiring proof of vaccination from at least some workers. We're talking with Kurt Johnson. He's the vice president of the HS Group. That's a human resource management firm here in Wisconsin. And you can join in. Let us know how you are thinking about mandatory vaccinations in the workplace, if you think it's a good idea to help keep people safe, or you think it crosses a line. You can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Thomas in Kenosha wants to join the conversation. Hey, Thomas.
Hi, I just had a quick statement. So I'm totally for all vaccinations. I've been actually waiting for my girlfriend that's been stuck in Europe since March. She was supposed to fly here last June. So I totally think that everybody needs to start getting vaccinated to help ease the spread of everything. And I hope that topics like that come up more for international travel soon. But I also want to say that in the workforce, I feel like it would be kind of detrimental to some people because they really are against it. And so what would happen with them? Would they end up losing their jobs just because it's something that they don't agree with? Or how would you go about handling the people that really are just not interested in getting it?
Yeah, Thomas, thank you so much for that question. And Kurt, what about this idea that there could be penalties for workers if their employers say you have to get vaccinated and they don't want to?
Yes, Keely, it's a controversial subject. I mean, unfortunately, it's become political and there's very strong feelings. Prior to the pandemic, there were strong feelings about being vaccinated and such. And so I think from what I understand, and I'm not a labor or employment attorney, but what I hear from our friends at our attorneys are there's potential litigation opportunities here if you do deny employment for somebody that doesn't get vaccinated. So that's the challenge here. And I think that's why organizations have been very careful not to mandate, to be honest with you. So I would be surprised if we see too many organizations take a harder line. They're hopeful that they can get to the numbers they feel comfortable with through that education and availability situation.
And if businesses decide to require COVID tests or even strongly encourage their employees to get the vaccinations, how likely is it that we might see this with other things like the seasonal flu or other diseases? I mean, we see it in colleges, but we don't necessarily see that in general private business.
Yeah, Keely, I think probably the best example that we have over the years is the flu shot. And so when flu shots became more popular, more accepted. And to be honest, there was proof that it was effective. More and more organizations were taking a position that, yes, we're going to encourage, we're going to offer flu shot clinics. We're going to make it easy for folks to get the shot and to go forward with that. So that's the history. That's the one point of comparison I think that we have. And I hear many of the employers using that example as sort of a guide to, you know, how to handle things going forward. And I know there's differences, of course, with the vaccine, but that's at least one resource that they look back on. So.
If companies, you know, companies can legally require employees to get the vaccine, but there still could be litigation. We know that employers have to accommodate workers' religious beliefs or medical conditions that could prevent them from getting the shots. How far can employees take that? And, you know, how are businesses supposed to enforce that?
Great question. And again, anecdotally, what I'm hearing from my contacts, they are finding, especially those organizations that are now asking employees that maybe were able to work remotely if the employer is asking them to come back in the office. I have heard of a few cases where employees are now pushing back, saying they have some kind of medical condition or some kind of exemption from having to go back in the office. And what I understand is the employer's process around that is they're going to ask for doctor proof. They're going to ask the employee, have the doctors provide some proof. And from what I understand from the stories I've heard, doctors are really reluctant to provide that proof right now. So that's, again, that's current state.
Kurt Johnson is the vice president of the HS Group. That's a human resource management firm with locations across the state. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. You can email us at ideas@wpr.org as we talk about the potential for businesses to require employees to be vaccinated for COVID-19. I want to circle back to this point that you've made in a few different ways, Kurt, and that is that if there's a shortage of talent and companies are trying to create safe workspaces, is this one of the important factors that it would prevent them from mandatory vaccinations? Because if they're already looking for work, it would seem that if you require that, you might even shrink your pool of potential talent that could come into your business.
Those are all considerations, Keely, that organizations, I think, are really trying to think through right now. And, and this is, you know, I look back again at the last 12, 14 months with the pandemic. I mean, the organizations were changing and needing to change and flex daily at the start of this whole process. And now it's become a little bit more strategic, and you can become a little bit more planful on how do you go about during this stage, making those kind of decisions, just like you described. Now, let's hope that, you know, we don't have some variants causing issues like we are seeing in, you know, India and other parts of the world come back into the United States. And hopefully the vaccines will help defend us against those variants. But those are all topics that, you're raising very, very serious things that the employers are considering strategically now. And again, you've got all these different situations and criteria and scenarios happening. But it's going to be an interesting summer and continued the rest of the year, really based on, you know, all of those factors playing out.
And it strikes me that these aren't decisions that just major companies who employ hundreds of people are deciding. I mean, these are decisions that small business owners have to make with even just a handful of employees. And that might look different depending on their size and the communities that they're in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't know if you've experienced this, but my wife and I certainly have over the last 12 months. Just restaurants, for example, when we did go out on occasion, we selected restaurants based on, you know, were their employees wearing masks? Did they clean regularly? Did they implement some some environmental things like the heating and cooling system and some technology to try to lessen the potential of the virus being spread through the air. So you make a great point that even the small businesses are going to have to tackle these same issues. And it's going to be just a fascinating time. I say this all the time because I went through an HR major in college and then an MBA. And the last 12 to 14 months from an employment standpoint is going to be case studies that the next four or five generations are going to study. Mm-hmm. Wow. Because we've had it, you know, really concisely happen to us in the last year, a little over a year.
We've got about a minute left, and I just have to ask then, what advice would you give employers or workers as we figure out what to do about these vaccination policies?
Yes, and you know, the employers that I talk to, the HR community in general, really relies on the CDC guidance. So they look to the CDC as a real strong resource. And HR folks are trained to, you know, they need some guidance relative to the steps involved through the regulatory agencies in our government. So they put a lot of faith in what the CDC is recommending, and that's what they're bringing into their workplaces. So, you know, that's just, again, something that I think is really important, that where our regulatory agencies are leading us is going to make a huge impact on what our employer steps are going to be. So yeah, keep in tune with that. And also always check in with your employees, do some pulse surveys on what are their thoughts? What are their feelings? I know a number of organizations I talk to do these pulse surveys daily to just get a real understanding of where their employees' feelings are and where their mindset is on these issues, and making sure that they're addressing them. They may not have all the answers, but they're listening.
Kurt, thanks for talking about this with us.
You bet, Keely. It was my pleasure.
Kurt Johnson is the vice president of the HS Group. That's a human resource management firm with locations around the state, including Madison and Milwaukee, where it's called Career Momentum. We talked with him about employer-mandated COVID vaccinations for workers and how companies are trying to figure this all out.